Okay. So we're still trying to work out some of the basics over here. So let's see if we can define mincha. Right? Let's see if we can define mincha. So what does the Rambam have over there in the Akdama? So he says there are two types of mincha. Right? There's the minchas nisachim. There's the minchas nisachim. And that he calls the mincha that comes, that's tofel to a korban. Right? That's a mincha that's tofel to a korban. The only thing I don't understand is he says, and you can't bring a korban without it. I don't know what he means by that. Because the halacha is that you can bring a mincha later. He has it in Maaser Karbanos. Where was it? The Beis or Gimel? Where was it? Yeah, Beis, Yud Beis, for instance. Hasolas im Hashemen shel Nesachem einen ma'akvin es ayayin. V'lo ayayin ma'akvon. So if you only have the solas and shemen, you can bring that. If you only have the yayin, you can bring that. V'lo Nesachem ma'akvin es ha-zevach. And the Nesachem are not ma'akvin es ha-zevach. Ela mevi adam karbon ha-yom u'nesachav achar sar yomim. Okay, and if he doesn't bring it after 10 days, carbon is possible enough, right? It's hard to say something like that. So, I don't know what it means that you don't bring the carbon bilado. It means l'chatchila. I guess he means l'chatchila. Like if you have an ola, there's no such thing as an ola with nesachim and ola without nesachim. There aren't two types. You say an ola needs nisachim, then it always needs nisachim. But I guess that's what he means. I don't think he can't mean it's ma'akev. That's what we thought when we first read it. But he can't mean it's ma'akev. He must mean to say that there's no there aren't like mine ola, like an ola with nisachim and ola without nisachim. Whenever there's a chiyav ola, it always means with the nisachim. Okay, so that's, in other words, that is part of the avoda of an ola. It's an overly strong lashon. I can't, I don't know what he means. I mean, what does he mean? Let me hear again. E-F-shar. Yeah, so what does he mean? He can't mean there's no carbon without the nezachim. Because it says over here it's not ma'akev. Unless, I'm just saying, unless he means that you don't have. I mean, the EF share is tough, right? What does it mean, the EF share? What does he have in the old translation?
EF share also correlated.
I mean, it just in terms of the Chumash, in terms of the Torah, it's interesting that you have the whole Vayikra, and the whole Vayikra is basically talks about the Karbanos itself, right? And then in Shlach and Bamidbar it says, "Vaydaber Shem Moshe Leimor, Daber Ben Yisrael Vemata Leim Kisavo El Eretz Moshe Vosechem, Asher Ani Nosein Lachem Vasisem Ishe Lashem Ola Ozevach Lefali Neder O Bin Dava." So when you come to Eretz Yisrael, and you make a korban, you bring a korban, an ola or a zevach, that's for neder or nedava, or on the moed, min habakor min hatzon, v'hikriv hamakriv korbono lashem. And the one whose makriv of the korban has to bring mincha solas isaron bolol brevias ahin shaman v'yayin lanesach brevias ahin tasa ala ola ola zevach lakevas ha'echad ola ayel tasa mincha solas. Here's where it goes through. This is what the Ram calls the parshas nesachim. So it's like a totally different parsha. It's a completely different parsha. Right? It's an interesting thing. It's a totally different parasha. It's not taught as part of the Asiyas Ola or Shlomim. It's like a separate chov. That when you're makriv an Ola or Shlomim, so then the hikriv a makriv karbon al Hashem, he has to bring a mincha sol sisaron bolo b'riyasin shaman and yayin lanesach b'riyasin tasa ala Ola. So it's not really it's not taught as part of the chefts of the korban. It's like an additional hakrava that the hakravas hakorban demands. That's actually the expression that we use in the Gemara, that it's ta'un nesacha. That bringing this demands another hakrava. But it's not really part of the gufa karban. It's not part of the etzema karban. It's what the Ram calls tofel to it. Right. Okay. So anyway, yes. I don't know. I can't completely justify that lashon. What is it again? V'e efshar la'oso karban bilado. V'e efshar la'oso karban bilado. Unless he's just saying it's not an optional thing. It's not an extra. It's not optional. Doesn't mean it's makev, but it's not optional. All right. Means say it's not like right. It's not like you're lacking in your hakrovas ola without it. But look, we can't. The lashon is the lashon. We can't. But the facts are the facts. Okay. So anyway. So what do you do with that? With those nesachim? What do you do with this mincha? What is done to this mincha? It's totally burnt on the mizbeach, right? Okay. And the wine is poured. Is also poured on the mizbeach, right? Okay. So that's one category of mincha. Now, what's the next category of mincha, he says? Is a mincha that is not, what? What is it? How does he call this mincha? It's a mincha haba b'fnei atzma. That's a very interesting expression. It's a mincha haba b'fnei atzma. Okay. So what does it mean it's haba b'fnei atzma? Not with a carbon. So so let's hear. So what are the cases? So you have tzibur and yachid. So tzibur, you have what? The omer. And what do you say? That's karav l'mizbeach. Right? So what does it mean when we said, it's just what does it mean to be karav l'mizbeach? It means the comets. Right? Like we said yesterday. And then you have what? You have the shtei lechem. And does he say anything about mizbeach or that one? It's just lechem tenufa. And then he says specifically that what? It's called a mincha. And it's called a mincha because the Torah calls it. It's a mincha because the Torah calls it a mincha. Apparently there's some havamina that you shouldn't be a mincha. Right? And there's some point he's making that it is a mincha. Okay, and what's the next one? There's lechem upon him. Alright. Let's leave those aside for a minute. So now let's take the cases of the yachid. So the cases of the yachid, we don't have to go through them one by one. But what's the basic definition you would get if you only had the case of the yachid? What's the definition of a mincha? Or at least a good generalization about a mincha is what? No. It's what? No. All right, let's go through the cases. And what's the first one? Yeah, so what's the case? When do you bring a mincha?
When we're over.
But it's just a mincha. Right? It's just a mincha.
Oh, yeah.
All these cases are just mincha. So what does it mean it's a mincha? So what is the mincha? What do? You do a kometz, and you put it on the mizbeach. In other words, a mincha is like a type of a carbon. In this sense, mincha is a kind of a carbon. Like the Ram says, I know people, some people question, say that it's a problem, but the Ram does say over here, it's a question, is it min karbon, not a karbon? But the Ram does say in Perek Yud Beis, ha-minochos heim min ha-karbonos. Meaning to say that there's a karbon of a behema, where it's it has a zrika sadam, and there's a shechita, kabbalah, halacha, and a zrika on the mizbeach, and the emurim for the mizbeach, the Evarim and the Emurim put on the Mizbeach, right? And then, but you can also have what? Where instead of a behema, the whole Maisa Avoda is to a Mincha, is to a type of a dough, right? In other words, it's a mincha is really like a karbon of solas. The whole kiyum, and it has a lot of similarities to the behema. Okay, you don't have a shechit on the zrika, but you mekayish in the clay sharis, you do the kamitza, and then you makter and then you burn the comets. And then the rest of the solas is like has a din of like the basar of the carbon. It gets eaten, right? So really, if you look through the cases, mincha really is where the thing where the solas has its own kiyum of avoda, right? That's the second class of mincha. Mincha in general means it's a soles of hakrova, of avoda, right? That there's an avoda with the soles. The first category is that it's not its own kiyam avoda. There's no separate mitzvah of nesachim. It's part of the avodas haola. The second category is that it's its own kiyam avoda. The chiyah for the sota brings a mincha. If someone doesn't have enough money in certain cases, he can bring a mincha instead of bringing a behema. Or it doesn't come. It's like a substitute for a behema. It's like its own avodas solas. So that's why the Rambam has to make the point that the lechem that comes with the shlomim is not a mincha. Right? Because the lechem that comes with the shlamim, first of all, it's not its own kiyum, right? And second of all, it never goes to the mizbeach. Rashi Ram says it's not really a lechem. It's not really a mincha.
Where's that?
In what is it? The third division, fourth division? Yeah, it's a funny Rambam. He says. He says, "Uminchas yochid nechlekes lechamisha chalakim." Right. So the first chelik is the yichayev a mincha for chet shechata. Second chelik is yichayev al davar sherot lesakno. Okay. So what does that mean? That's the sota. Okay. Then the third one is she is chayv bekach im korba mesuyam, right? Shehutalala v'nikra zem mincha derech I hakvada. He says when it's a funny round. He says he's classifying five kinds of minachos of a yachid, and we're going to count in the third category a mincha that's not really a mincha, because it's a mincha that's brought with another korban. Right, but that's not really a mincha. Why? Because it's not. That's more like should be more like nesachim. Right, if anything, it should be more like nesachim, because it's totally on the carbon. And secondly, he says it's not really. Secondly, it's not. She says. He says, when he goes into the detail, he says, "Hachelik hashlishi sheishchayev bekachim korban mesuyim, v'hu kagon sheishchayev adam es atzmo korban toda." which is Nodar ben Nozir, Vishamu Yimei and Zirus. So now he's chayav carbon for finishing the Zirus. Kvar is karti l'cha v'chamishi tzvachem sham akrivim im atoda kamen bine lechem v'chenim el Nozir. Uminim elu aboyim im atoda v'el Nozir lo korom akos of mincha klal. Torah never says this lechem is a mincha. It's a separate din of lechem, that when you bring certain shlamim, or when you finish your Naziris, with the carbon you bring, you chayev also in lechem. But it has nothing to do with the Mizbeach. It doesn't go to the Mizbeach at all. It's not a separate, it's not its own kiyum of Mizbeach. Mincha is really a soul lesson as a kiyum Mizbeach. So you have two kinds. You can have one where it's part of the hakrava of a carbon demands an additional kiyum Mizbeach. Or where that is the thing itself. Those are those two chilukim in the beginning. But when you get to the lechem that comes with the shlam, it doesn't fit. So he says a raya, that if it were really a mincha, as a separate halacha, that if a kohen brings a mincha, he doesn't eat it at all. It all gets burnt. But by the lachmei toda, the kohen would eat it, just like Israel. So you see, it's not really a mincha. Aval elo shechachamim korum mincha derech I hakpada. Funny thing, but the chachamim called it a mincha imprecisely. Ubmesechta zu dino dono gam al maisel lechem zev heich hinase v'kama shiuro. So he puts it in. He's gonna include it in his list also, and the Masechta takes it into account. But it's not really a mincha. Okay, so that goes back. So now everything works out with the definition of mincha, except for two cases, right? What two cases don't work out? The shtei lechem and the lechem avanim, right? Because the Omer does have hakrava. You do bring that to the Mizbeach. The only thing that doesn't go to the Mizbeach, and every Karb, and every Minchas Yachid has a Avodas Mizbeach. So the only two things that are left out of Avodas Mizbeach is in the Minchas Tzibur, the Shtei Lechem, right, and the lechem upon him. Okay. Alright, so let's take a look at the lechem upon him. Let's knock off the lechem upon him. So what is the avod of lechem upon him? How does it work? What's the basic process? So every week the misader the shulchan. Right? Misader the shulchan with 12 loaves. Right. And each row of six, each column of six, has bazichen, right? The cups filled with the levona, right? And as they take off, the lechem every week, the makter the levona, right? Right. So right, yotzu v'nosnu es halechem shautziu al shulchan zov achir shayeh beulam. So they take the lechem off, they put it on another table that they had in the ulam. V'iktiru abazichin v'yachakach machalkin hachalas. So they divide up the makter the bazichin and then they divide up the chalas. Okay, so it's an interesting thing. So if you take a look at the you saw the Rashi. Yeah. So it's an interesting Rashi. So Rashi says that the Lavona is called the Azkara, right? The Azkara of the lechem apanim. So Rashi says because since the lechem apanim is not brought to the Mizbeach, so the Levona is it's as Karal Gabi Mizbeach. So it has a non-traditional kiyum mizbeach, but lechem upon him too has some form of a kiyum mizbeach, and that's when the lechem is mutar to eat after the haktara. So that we can still consider that a valid case of mincha.
Right. Kind of replacing the comments.
Right, it's kind of replacing the comments. Kind of replacing the comments. What's interesting is how is it possible to replace the comments? So it's because of the shulchan, apparently, right? Because the shulchan is mitzdarif it all together. Normally the kometz is good because the kometz creates a shiore mincha, right? You had it all together in one chefza. You take some. So what's left is a remnant. So that's a tziruf between the mizbeach and the soul and the shiore kometz, right? Because it was from it. So now it had the kemitza of it creates a remnant. So the remnant has the shame of so the haktar of the kometz will be good for the remnant too. But over here, apparently it's the shulchan that's mistarif them all. Right? They're all part of the mareches ha-shulchan, the lechem and the bazifen. So that's what's going to allow the keteres of the bazifen to be matir the lechem. Because they were unified via the shulchan. So it is like a it is like a component of it. It is like some, like a part of it had a kiyum mizbeach. Because it was part of the Mareches HaShulchan. So of the entire Mareches HaShulchan, a portion of it had Kiyum Mizbeach. That's enough to be matched with the whole Mareches HaShulchan. You see what I'm saying? That was, right, it's not just the fact that they were on the table together, but that is the Kiyum of the Mitzvah. That is the Shulchan, the Bishleimusa, with the Lechem and the Bazichen. That without the lechem, if you notice, most of the time it's discussing the shulchan, it always discusses the lechem upon him too. Even when it's not talking about the avodah, just talking about the describing the shulchan itself. That's the complete shulchan with the lechem upon him and the bazichen. Okay, so the only thing that doesn't fit in is the only thing that we can't find a good answer to right now is what is the shteir lechem. In what sense is it a mincha? That's why the Rambam says, believe me, it's a mincha. Believe me, it's a mincha.
So the lechem panim, there's the levona?
There's the levona.
But here, there's really the levona at all?
Nothing. There's nothing. Okay. Now, it's not true that there's nothing, right? That's where we get into our Mishnah. That there is shlomim involved. There is shlomim involved. So I think that's the approach we're trying to take on Yontif, to try to explain that's the question, the relationship between the lechem upon him that has no that's a mincha without any hakrava, and the shlomim of the shalmei tzibur, which is a carbon shlomim that has no lechem. Right? I'm trying to work it through. It's possible that they could maybe in some way they join to make the shlomim with lechem and the lechem with avoda. You know what I mean? Okay. That's just the general approach we're trying to work it out. But now I think we can take a look at the sugya. Okay, so what do we have here? Let's just go over quick. Let's just do it in a quicker fashion over here. Derech Chazara. So what was the question? The question is,
in the Mishnah, the first.
Right. So the question was, so just a quick review again. That what in terms of all the karbonos that are brought, big al halechem. All the korbanos referred to in the pasuk as being al lechem, the how many the par, the elim, one par, two elim, or one al, two par. What does the Mishnah have? the par, the par, and the elim, the kvasim, and the sayir. All, even though the Torah says it's al alechem, and it's biglal alechem, there was no question that those are not makiv, right? So that was what was bothering us. What's the question? What creates the ikuva? If it's that they're all one mitzvah, then everything should be makiv everything, right? And if not, and if you see, but you see from the par, the elim, the kvasim, and the sayir, that even though they're definitely one mitzvah, that's what the Ram counts them all as one mitzvah, with the shtei alechem, they're not makiv zeh. So why should only the kvasim and the lechem be makiv, be possibly makiv zeh? And what's the machlokas? So we saw, I know we're repeating a little bit what we said yesterday, but we saw at the end of the Mishnah that the Rav Shimon says that it makes sense that the lechem, that the kvasim should be ma'akev the lechem, but not the lechem ma'akev the kvasim, right? So, based on what? Based on ma'isa avoda. Okay, so that was the first thing we saw. That it's not the mitzvah, it's not the fact that they're all tachas one mitzvah that that makes ikuva, right? It's not the dependence in terms of the fact that they're all boyin because of the lechem. It's not the dependence in terms of tama mitzvah, that the mitzvah is because of the lechem. This whole institution of korbanos hayom was set up. That's true. That may be true, but that's not what creates the ikuva.
Actually, we're speaking about before it's waived.
We're speaking about all the korbanos. Oh, okay. Before it's waived, yes, before it's waived. You were missing it before it's waived. What creates the ikuva is ikuva be'avoda. That's what the Mishnah seems to be learning. That as long as the ma'isa avoda is possible to be done, then we don't look to the fact that essentially the whole cause, the whole purpose was lechem. The purpose does not create the ikuva. The purpose is what the mitzvah is, why the mitzvah was niskan. But once the mitzvah is niskan, any chelak of avoda that you can do, that becomes now the part of the avoda tayom, and any chelak of avoda that you can do, Yechayevin. That's what Rabbi Shimon is saying in the end. It says it makes sense to say that the Shlomim should be able to go on, because their avoda is complete. They have their own matya. And it makes sense to say that the Lechem should not be able to go without the Kvasim, because the Lechem has no matya. So you see from this two things. One is that, at least according to this Tana, the question of Ikuva or not is a question of avoda. Is there an avoda available for this entity? If there is, then there's no ikuv. And if there's not, then there is nikuv. And you see also from him that the kvasim have a special place with regard to the lechem. That the lechem somehow joins the avodas hakvasim, not the olos. It joins with the shlomim. That's its possible kiyum mizbeach. Right. Okay. So now it's not. That's not out of nowhere. Obviously, that's straight out of the psukim, because the pasuk says that you do its nufa on the shlomim and the lechem together. The Torah itself is mitzdaref the two. Okay. All right. So what is the so what's the machlokas of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon basically, or Ben Anas? What's the machlokas? Because Rabbi Kiva is the other way. He says no, the lechem is ma'akiv the kvasim. But the kvasim are not makiv lechem. So the Gemara says it's based on the pasuk. It's how you read the pasuk. It's how you darshan the pasuk. What's the pasuk? So the Gemara says it's based on this pasuk. Ve'heinef hakohen osam al lechem abikur b'snufav ve'ashem al shnei kvasim. So the Torah says you have to wave, the kohen has to wave the shlomim with the lechem. Okay, he has to wave the shlomim with the lechem. Okay. And then what does it say? It says, Kodesh Yihyu Lashem Lakamayim. That's what the Gemara says is the question. So what is, how does Rabbi Akiva dash in that? What does he say? What does he say? He says, Yihyu is referring to the Lechem. Right? And Benana says, Yihyu is referring to the Shlomim. So that's what the Gemara says. That's what the Gemara frames the Machlokas. Question is, in the very combination of the Pasuk, with is it a Tanufa of both, right? Vehenef HaKoin Osam, and then it says Kodesh Yihyu, which is Kodesh? Which is Kodesh? What's the meaning? No. Which is Kodesh? The Lechem or the Kvasim or the Shlamim? So what does Rabbi Akiva say? He says it's the Lechem. And therefore the Lechem is Ma'akev the Kvasim. And Ben Nana says it's the Kvasim. It's the Shlamim. And therefore the Shlamim Ma'akev the Lechem. Tosfos says that Ben Nana gave a different reason. In the Mishnah he took a historical approach. Here he went by the Pesukim. But still, how does this work? I mean, what's the Raya? How do you darshan? How does darshaning the pasuk tell you? What's the pshat in the pasuk? What's the pshat in the pasuk to come out that it's likuva? Okay, so this is what we wanted to say. It doesn't matter because they're both learning the pasuk the same way. It's just a question of which entity is the ikar. But let's take Rabbi Akiva's way of learning. So he said it comes out like this. Torah is telling you to do a maisa to both. To nufa. To do a maisa to both. But the pasuk is saying in the end that only one is kodesh. You can say whatever you want. So we want to say like this. What does it mean that you're doing a tenufa to both, but one is kodesh? What does that mean? It means to say that for one of the entities, the tenufa is what? This is the key part. Is what? Is its avoda. In other words, the kedushas. Let's take the lechem. The kedushas ha-lechem emerges from the tenufa. That means to say that what? That the tenufa is the avodas halechem. That's what is mekadesh it. What gives it the shame, kodesh lashem lakoin. Okay, kodesh yu lashem lakoin. Means to say the whole tenufa is essentially relating to the lechem, and without the tenufa, there'd be no kedushas alechem. The tenufa is the mekadesh of the lechem. Okay. Oh, so then what's the shlamim doing there? So that's what we wanted to say. That if you're going to say this pshat, so it means like this. So there's a combination. The maisa tenufa is essentially avodas alechem. But there's a separate din that the shlomim itself, which is not a maisa tenufa, shlomim doesn't partake of maisa tenufa. There's no din of tenufa for the shlomim to be kodesh. Listen to very very carefully what I'm saying. Okay. There's no din of tenufa for the shlamim. What makes a shlamim a shlamim? The shechita, the kabbalah, the halacha, the zrika, all of those things make the shlamim the shlamim. The haktaras, aimurim, yavarim, that makes the shlamim a shlamim. Tenufa itself, as a maisa avoda, does not make the shlamim a shlamim. Okay? Tenufa, as an avoda, is avodas halechem. So in your mind, although tenufa is being done with both, the Torah is telling you, Kodesh Yihyu Lashem HaKohen, that as a voda, as a maisa per se, tenufa is really only a maisa of bringing the lechem to its completion. So what's the shlama doing there? So that's what we want to say. That's a separate din in the shlamim. That the shlamim requires avodas halechem. This shlamim requires avodas halechem for its own kiyum. Here's a little bit of a tricky move.
It's like the shlamim is not done yet.
Right. Now, so lemaisa, the shlamim is not going to be complete without the tenufa. But it's not because it's a maisa tenufa that the shlamim needs. It's because it's a maisa lechem that the shlamim needs. Whichever is considered kodesh from the tenufa, that shows you which is the maisa tenufa relating to as an essential avoda. Essentially, it's going to relate to the lechem. That's what Rabbi Akiva is saying. So if it's essentially relating to the lechem, that means to say all that the lechem needs is tenufa. So if there were no shlamim, tenufa salechem would be enough, because the tenufa is mekadesh. But it's also telling you that the secondary one needs joined with it in order for it to be kosher. It needs a whole other maisa of lechem itself. It needs avodas halechem. It's toloy on the avodas halechem. That's the tenufa. Why you mainif them one after the other? Because the shlomim is toloy on tenufa. The shlomim is toloy not on its own tenufa. The tenufa of the shlomim is only to join it to the avodas halechem. You understand? So that's why he's saying whichever one you see is the kedushas hatenufa. That's the one that's the ikar. The other one is being joined, is being made, the other one is being built upon the tenufas halechem. But it's not a tenufas hashlomim, it's a kiyum of tenufa itself. You understand? And the other, and Benanas learns that Kodesh is referring to the shlomim. So whichever way you go is going to be, now that's how we answered, that's how Benanas was able to prove, based on the on what happened in the Midbar, that the lechem is totally on the kvasim, because he's learning. That was the question with Benanas. What's his proof? Is it based on darshaning the word yihyu, or is it based on empirical fact? Does he know? They both agree that the pasuk is referring to one alone. The kedusha is referring to one alone. So lemaisa, he says, if we know they brought the shlamim, then that must be the ikar. Once we know that's the ikar, maisa tenufa is the shlamim, then mele will know that the lechem is totally on it. That's why it had to be. Had to be one is totally on the other. Whichever one he shows which is done, that would prove that the other one is totally on it. Because the pasuk is joining. The pasuk is saying there's two things going on here. There's navoda of one, and then the other one requires this avoda for itself. He just says the question of what it's referring to. Like, see, Rashi says, what do you need? Rashi learns like Benanas apparently, because he says, Kodesh Yiyu. He says, Lefisha Shalme Yochid Kodshim Kalim. Who's Kakalom Rashalme Tzibor Shehem Kodshe Kadoshim? But he's not talking about, he's talking about the pasuk of Kodesh Yiyu. But he's saying he's referring to the Shlomim. Malami Shotaunim Tenufa Mechayim. So he holds these kvasim that a shalmei tzibor, normally shlamim is kachim kalim, which means it could be eaten for 2 days. and differences in terms of me'ila. But this is like a separate maisa shlamim. The maisa shalmei tzibor is different from a maisa of a regular shalmei yachid. Tnufa is part of its avoda. That's the way you would learn. Yeah. Now, then we wanted to say one. Then we went further than the Gemara. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan says that the only question about whether they're ma'akev, who's ma'akev who, is if nothing was done, if you didn't have one or the other completely, if you were totally missing one, right? But if shechita was done, then everybody agrees. If there was a zika, I'm sorry. What's the lashon again? Omer Biochan, I call modem sh'im who's cuckoo zelazah shema'akvin zeza. So that's another strange thing. What does it mean? I mean, he didn't need. It doesn't really matter which side we go, like, according to this, for now. It was the same for both. So let's take Rabbi Akiva. He holds that the lechem is the ikar. And if you didn't have the kvasim, you can bring the lechem without the kvasim. But if you didn't have the lechem, you don't bring the kvasim at all. But nonetheless, he holds, if you had the lechem and the kvasim together, and Rabbi Yochanan says, shechita is what creates the zika, and you did shechita, then you're stuck. Then if you lose the kvasim, you can't bring the lechem anymore. Or if you learn the other way, that the kvasim are the ikar, but if you shechta the kvasim with the lechem, and you lose the lechem, now you can't bring the kvasim anymore. So, if one's avoda doesn't need the other, if we're saying that the idea of ma'akvin means that one's avoda is complete without the other, and the other needs the one's avoda is complete without the other, right? But for the other one, the avoda is totally on the on another avoda. So, if the shlomim's avoda, the shlomim's avoda is complete, it has its own matir, and that's why you don't need lechem at all. So, what's the difference if you had the lechem when you did the shechita, right? And then there's another strange thing. Gemara asks a very strange question. It says when Rabbi Yochanan said that the shechita is what creates the zika, what did he mean? Did he mean that is the only thing that creates the zika? What does he mean? That definitely creates the zika, but tanufa might also. Right. So what kind of a question is that? He said a simple statement. He said shechita creates the zika. Why would you ever have a mina that he was mesupik about tanufa? Right? So the Gemara says teku, doesn't know. So we wanted to say like this, that maybe the Mishnah is like this, that that you have a shalmei tzibur that has no lechem, and you have a lechem that has no. And you have a lechem that doesn't have its own hakrava, just as tanufa, right? So the Gemara, maybe Rabbi Yochanan is learning that even though you would say one could go without the other, whichever one it is, but once there's a zika, once there's a shechita, then it's koveya each other as part of one entity. In other words, let's take each side on its own. It's hard to talk about it in an abstract way for both sides. So let's take Rabbi Yochanan's. Let's take Rabbi Kiva's side. So he goes, the lechem is good with tanufa. It's kodesh through the tanufa, but it's lacking in a kiyum mizbeach. It's lacking in a kiyum mizbeach. What do they do with the lechem upon him? With the shtei lechem, all they do is they eat it. They do its nufa, and the kohen gadol gets one loaf, and the other kohen split the other loaf. So even though Rabbi Kiva holds that the tanufa is mekadesh, right, and you don't need the kvasim for it, but he agrees that with the shechita, now the lechem becomes like a lachmei toda. It becomes like a lechem. It gets a kiyum of mizbeach through the zrikas shlamim. In other words, each one, even though the lechem, there's two forms of lechem that you would say like this. There's two forms of lechem from Rabbi Akiva. There's simply kiddush. There's simply lechem that has kedushas shtei lechem, but then there's also lechem of the kedusha shtei lechem that has a kiyum mizbeach. And he's saying once the zika is created, then it has the designation of not just kedushas lechem, but kedushas mizbeach. And if something has kedushas mizbeach and is unfulfilled, that itself is a psul. In other words, that it can exist That's the unique concept of it. That the kedushas, that shtei alechem hold, as a definition. This is really where we get down to the real question here. Definitively, he's saying shtei alechem is not definitively an entity of hakrava. In terms of the shame shtei alechem, it's just the kedushas tenufa, which creates the shame shtei alechem. But it is also called a mincha. It is also called a mincha. So how is it also a mincha that it could be joined with the shalmei tzibur as lechem of the shalmei tzibur? Once that occurs, now it has a new shame. Now it's capable of a kiyum mizbeach and a redefinition, a redesignation as a mincha, as part of mincha. Once it's joined to the shlamim and defined as mincha, now if the shlamim are lost, it's possible. Now the shlamim are lost, it's possible. Because there's no such thing as a mincha that doesn't reach the... that's a psul in the mincha that never reaches hakrova.
What happens with the lechem there?
What?
What happens with the lechem there?
You gotta just let it... you gotta wait for it to spoil and you burn it. You could bring another shtei lechem, I guess. I mean, well, it's, yeah.
If you do shechita,
that has to do with the suffix of Rabbi Yochanan. That's a whole different. And let's take the other way. The other way was saying that the kfasim have their own avoda. So he's really learning. Ben Nanas is really learning the shtei. The only kedushas shtei alechem is a kedushas mincha. So it demands kvasim. It demands the kvasim. Without the kvasim, it can't be. It can't have a shem mincha. It would be a mincha similar to the lechem upon him, right? Not that there's a komitz of it, but that part of its greater chefza has a kiyum of. So one second. So if you didn't have the kvasim, you couldn't have any kiyum mizbeach in the shtei lechem. But he holds like this. Once you had, but if you didn't have the lechem, you could have the kvasim alone. But he holds like this, that once the kvasim and the lechem are zokuk to each other, now the shlomim become redefined. They become one entity of being matir, the lechem. They become redefined as the matir of the lechem. And if the lechem is gone, they're batal. Now it becomes like the shlomim becomes like a shlomim im halechem. It becomes a new kind of, it becomes a different form of shlomim. Once that form of shlomim is existent, if it has no lechem, it doesn't exist anymore. You have to bring another different shlomim, you would hold. You throw these away, you bring different shlomim. But if you did shchitas ha-shlomim with the lechem, right, so that's what we're trying to show. That's what this whole build-up was trying to get to. That there is shlomim without lechem and shlomim with lechem. There's shlomim that's a matir of lechem and shlomim that's not a matir of lechem. And there's also an idea of stam kedushas shtei lechem, and also a kiyam of and lechem that functions that has a din of mincha of hakrava, and the ikuva is going to come about in terms of avoda, when there's something lacking in the avoda. So either because you hold like Ben Nanas or that lechem has needs avoda, that's kvasim, otherwise it has no avoda at all, it doesn't exist other than as a mincha, and then he's going to hold that the Zika is going to change the Shlomim, right? Or you hold, like Rabbi Akiva, that the Mincha, that the Shtei Alechem is essentially Kedushas Shtei Alechem, even without the Avoda. And the Kvasim are only there to give it a Kiyam Mizbeach. Right? That's the whole idea of Kvasim, of the Shlomim. That's why you bring Shlomim, not Olos. See, Olos wouldn't work. Because only Shlomim have a prototype of it, of lechem. So you bring the Shalmei Tzibur simply to join with the lechem and give it a kiyum of Mizbeach. But if you didn't have the lechem, there'd be no Shlomim.
Why not Ola?
Because there's no such thing as an Ola with lechem. There's no din like that. Only the Shlomim. Shlomim have that. So that's the basic setup we're trying to do. Now the only question is with Rabbi Yochanan, what was the suffolk? What was the suffolk about Rabbi Yochanan? The question was, when he says that the shechita creates the zika, what did he mean that the zrika creates the zrika creates that the shechita creates the zika? What did he mean that? In what way does he mean the shechita creates the zika? Does he mean because that's the first, because the avodas hashlamim with the lechem is a different kind of an avoda, which makes it into avodas shlamim im alechem? Or is it a din that they're all made for a tziruf, and you have to be mitzdarif them? So then it's possible, then he's just looking at the shechita as a definitive tziruf, but maybe even tznuf is enough. No, that was the question. The question is, why, if Rabbi Yochanan says shechita is good, he creates a zika, why would you have a havamina that maybe he thought that tznuf is a suffik? I mean, where do you ever see such a thing like that? Person says this is good, and you say, well, maybe something else he was suffik about, and he's just saying this is definitely good, but everything else is a suffik. Right, so we said that whole concept, that whole question only makes sense if you're looking at the things as like a continuum, like a certain scale, you know, like a process, like steps along the process. So you'll say, when is the process completed? So if somebody says, well, it's complete here, does he mean that, maybe he means that here he's definitely sure it's completed. But how do you know maybe he's misupik at an earlier step? So that's the way the Gemara is looking at Rabbi Yochanan, saying maybe he meant that since these two exist independently in some sense, there's the kvasim and the lechem, and then there's the tziruf of them that makes them into one entity. So maybe all he meant was that once shechita starts, that's vaday at tziruf. But maybe he was mesupik about the tenufa, because that's the first part of the tziruf. That's the first part of the. Is he learning any maisa shneim? Is he learning shechita as a maisa shneim? Because shechita always relates to the. Whenever you have a carbon with lechem, the shechita is what is koveya. That's always the way it works. In any kind of. If you had a toda or something and you lost the lechem, so if it was before the shechita, then you have to bring new ones. If it's after shechita, it was already kavua. So is he learning shechita as simply a maisa koveya, or is he learning shechita as a maisa shneim? But maybe an earlier maisa shneim is enough. Maybe tnuf is enough. Maybe it's enough just to be mitzdarefim. In other words, is the zika because they're joined together in one cheftza? So maybe tnuf is enough. Or is the zika because of a shem avod itself? That's what they were misupik about. But the only reason they're misupik is because they exist apart, and then there's an idea of having them as one. So there's a process that so he wasn't sure what is enough to join them. Is it enough to join them that you do the maisa of tenufa, or does it actually have to be avoda? But it wouldn't be a question if it wasn't this type of a tzura. All right, there's plenty more to do, but I think it's a good. I think there's some good truth in what we're saying here. Tushin of the shtei. In other words, is they're both learning that that's part of the very institution of the kvasim and the lechem. That the shlomim and the lechem. You have the olos is one thing, but the kvasim and the lechem are instituted because one completes the other in a certain sense.
Isn't that just the chiyuv? Shouldn't the chiyuv just be the servant? Why do you have to do a shechita to have them suffer?
No, the chiyuv is saying, the chiyuv is that you have to join them, that you should join them together. But what joins them together? So is it just, is it the tenufa alone? Is it the tenufa alone? Or is it only dafka ma'isa avoda?
When are they considered being brought together?
That's right. It's similar to like the lechem upon him, that the seder of the marocha is what is mitzdarif, the bazichim and the lechem, and allows the kiyum of the lechem to be through the levona. But question over here is it the traditional maisa shechita, like by any shlam with lechem, that's what's mitzdarif, or does this have its own mitzdarif of the tznufa?
Okay.